I'm going to call the Candia Planning Board meeting of May 18th, 2022 in session at 7 o'clock. Would you all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag?
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Rudy here. Mark is excused. Brian?
Yeah.
Judy?
Here.
Josh is excused, Joyce is excused, and Scott.
Here.
All right. Just a real quick thing on the approval of minutes. Has everybody had a chance to read them, or do you want to hold off until the next meeting?
I've had a chance.
Okay.
No, I think they're fine.
Did you find the error?
Well.
Oh, you're pretty good with that.
Right. If it was grammatical, there was a little one, and I didn't even, this is not my copy, and so I can't vouch for it, but I remember seeing one thing, but.
Well, I had one in pay online.
Which set?
The April 20th.
Okay.
457.
457. Brian Rock made a motion to dent the waiver. It should be deny the waiver.
Okay, because it says denied here.
On the first one, the one above it, it does, but the next one down, it didn't.
Made a motion to deny.
No, I'll go down the next one.
Oh, good one. I don't think I caught that one, actually. I don't remember what I caught, but.
Well, it would be easy, very easy to miss. You just caught it tonight.
Yeah, that's good, to dent it. Yeah, so that doesn't have a lot of
We dented it.
Authority.
All right, motion to accept the minutes as amended.
Yes.
Second it.
Okay, Judy. Motion and Brian second. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, let's put this on here so I can see. The May 4th meeting. That one I didn't have a chance to really go over too much. Did you have a chance to look at it?
I did. I didn't really find anything.
Okay.
It's up to you if you want to, wait for the others or not.
No, we can do that. If need be, we can
revisit it later.
Okay.
Bring it up. I'll make a motion. We accept them as presented.
Okay, and I'll
Brian
second it.
And Judy. Okay. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Scott?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, just for the record, we do have a quorum of four people, so we can conduct business.
Mm-hmm.
And then the application's case study update, first stop will be coming in, I believe, next meeting with the updated site plan.
Okay.
For us to take a look at it. And that's it. And if you remember, R&L Trucking came in.
Yeah.
Talked about that. They backed out.
Officially backed out?
Yeah. Damn. Because they wanted to do a lot more of the area, and they would have had to get involved with wetlands and things like that.
And what area is this we're talking about?
Exit 3.
Okay.
Exit.
Right across?
Yeah, right across.
Yeah.
And because they would have had a lot of paved area. Because pretty much they would have paved the entire lot. So it wasn't feasible for them. But talking to Joe, there is another person interested in
good.
It. So.
I mean, it is a great site.
It is.
Depends on what goes in there.
Yeah, it is. All right. The only other thing I have for tonight is on the update for the GIS system. Brian, you want to come up?
Sure.
I had a couple of questions. I just want to make sure I get this right. Okay, there's that one and there's that one. In the updated one that you have, Brian, on task 1A, basically complete the mapping project. The one that we had initially for task 1A was complete initial GIS map setup, which was, that's the current one, I'm sorry, which was about 8,000, and then the 1,000 of I think the town paid directly for the license.
I think we paid it, but it's neither here nor there, yeah.
And then I know you had invoiced us for, what was it, the seven? How much did we do the invoice for? Because I know we had about $2,300 left that we wanted to encumber but never got encumbered. So, and that was supposed to take care of the rest of task 1A, I think it was. So there was still about $2,300, I think, that we were supposed to have to finish off 1A. But in the new proposal that you have, to finish it off is $5,400. But I also did notice in here that the historical resources changed from 1,600 to none. The steep slopes went from 1,600 to none. The data entry went from 7,000 to 820. And then the other one, project management and planning board meeting. So I just wanted to kind of get your feel a little bit more for, did we combine things a little bit more, or how did we do it? Well, obviously we want to try to get it done, but I want to make sure that we can get as much bang for our buck that the town gave us this year.
Right. So some initial costs were based on assumptions, which we then were able to find out based on how the data is saved or kept. We can provide cost savings to the town. Essentially, the historic resource areas, we've already got that essentially mapped in AutoCAD. Be very easy to bring in. We wouldn't charge it down anything to do that. Same with the steep slope areas. We've looked at that for projects that have come in. You know, does a project fall within a steep slope area? So we've already done that analysis. It would be very easy to put that in to the existing mapping system. So we wouldn't charge the town for those costs as well. It's essentially work that's already been done.
Okay.
Where the additional costs are for the initial setup is essentially is everywhere where you're seeing like maps sort of seem a little off or aren't quite right, is we would clean all that up all throughout town. So essentially the AutoCAD plans that we received, you know, dated back to the 90s-ish. So the line work was pretty crude. So we'll fix all that up. It was assumed that they would be in a little better shape than that. So that's essentially where those costs come. Now, that's a worst case. That's a not to exceed. So there's a good chance we'd be under that as well. And then the rest, the data entry, originally we thought we'd have to enter everyone by hand, but the reality is it's already all summarized. It'd be very easy to just enter it in. So just a small, we would do a quality control check to make sure it all got entered correctly. And that's where that small cost comes in, and that's why it's a much reduced cost.
Now, is that on that one, is that the one where they also have like the... I know it's the tax data, but also like the assessor's data.
All the assessor's data.
Pictures and all that other stuff that's in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure on the pictures on what the involvement was on that. But essentially everything that would be an entry standpoint, the owner, the tax map, the address, all that can be entered in immediately. You know, just one transfer immediately in.
Okay.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah, because I think that would be something that would be very beneficial too, is if someone could just pull up basically the description of the property that's there too. Because I know that it can be accessed from the Candia town website to get that. But I think it goes to another website, but I'm not sure. Maybe assess the...
And the way I've seen it before... The way I've seen it before, too, is that the lot pictures and the... Usually there's a picture for the lot and a picture for the house.
Yeah.
And that's information that's available for that GIS entry for that tax map and lot.
Correct. Yeah, if you can confirm that, that'd be really good.
Yeah.
Because I think...
I'll confirm it now. I know it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay, so that's great. That would take care of that one. So that would be in the way that the data is available to you now. That's I want to probably put it the wrong way, but just drop in. Pretty much data.
Pretty much, yeah. Depending on how you want to show it. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So we got that one in there. Didn't do it community. That's okay. Historical data. You said you already got the natural resources. That wasn't on the new proposal.
So the natural resources, when we coordinated with Bear Paw, they indicated that the new maps are updated.
Yes, yes.
And so we asked, well, we can put in what's in there now, but essentially within the next year, maybe two at the most, it'll be updated again. As soon as we have it, it's a very quick update.
Right.
But for now, it makes sense to hold off on that.
Right.
And I have a question related to
yeah,
that.
Go yeah, go ahead, yes. As a matter of fact, I was going to ask you.
Really? Who will make the updates to the maps, story maps, like we talked about, once they are there? You're saying, maybe in the next year or two, but who, going forward, would make those updates?
The town has two licenses, so they can potentially do that if they'd like. Or Stantec is always available to assist the town with updates. Sort of the thought process is that if the town gets a subdivision gets approved, you get new lots, we can include that fee, and I don't see it being more than an hour, to essentially take the final plan and put it into your GIS system for your future use. So, we can include that as part of our review fee, so that you don't have to worry about asking for a new NTP for that from the applicant, mm-hmm. and it's just all taken as one thing.
Yeah.
It probably behooves the town to write that into the ordinances to say, at the end of a subdivision being approved, that the AutoCAD plans will need to be presented to the town to be able to do that.
Okay, so and then like sometimes the state will do a New Hampshire Wildlife Action Plan,
mm-hmm.
and if we maybe found out about that or somebody found out about it, we could just let our town know, somebody in the office, or who would we identify to update it?
Probably Steve, wouldn't it?
That would make sense, yeah, unless you want us to do it. Either,
I mean,
in either
but we
way.
Could, and Steve
or maybe
being,
in conjunction with you and Steve.
Sure.
Town assessor.
That makes sense, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, because I think probably one of the things that we're going to have to put into probably our budget is a line item for updating of maps that we're not charging a subdivision developer to pay for, because we always thought that we would do that too, that we'd have whatever, I'd go worst case and say that, okay, we're going to have Stan take, put the stuff into our GIS system just in case it's complicated. I mean, if it's small stuff, sure, but I think probably to maintain quality control.
Exactly, keep it up to the standard.
But those would be things like if the state came in and we're not going to charge a developer for that, that's going to be something that I think we should put in our budget to update as things go along.
And I think
that it's a relatively small fee to do that, correct?
Right.
And over the last couple of years, you've got a pretty good idea of how many subdivisions you get a year. It's pretty consistent, so it'd be pretty easy to plan for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because I actually, speaking of that, we have Severino's coming in for the subdivision up on Critchard Road.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make sure that when, I don't know if you've talked to Tom yet, but I just want to make sure that when we get the plans that they're in the format that we can just dump them into the GIS.
I'm actually meeting with them tomorrow to review
updated
plans. So. I can make a point to have it one of the discussion points, so he's aware. I don't think it should be an issue.
No, because I believe we've been telling everybody that we want things in state plane, which is the whole point of making the consistency if it had been dumped in. So I would be surprised if it wasn't, but if you would check on that, that'd be,
that'd be good. Too.
So the conservation maps, we can hold off. I mean, doesn't really make much sense. I don't think if we're spending so much time.
Why put it in if we're going to update it in a year and a half?
Right.
How old is the current one? Quite a bit, isn't it?
I think so. The older maps and stuff, I couldn't tell you the date, but if they're looking at updating it, then it's time.
Who does the updates themselves? Is it the state or Bear Paw?
I don't really know, to tell you.
Parking lot guy?
Yeah. Do you know who updates the Bear Paw maps?
Bear Paw maps? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. But I just know they're really great, and yeah, we use them. We were using them last night.
Well, good.
Yeah.
As long as we don't have to pay for them, that's fine.
I know. It's a great, yeah.
I feel like it's benefit. A state, but I could be wrong.
I know, me too. I hate to say.
I think it's based on the state database.
Yeah.
DES database, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, then another, that took care of that question. Another one was, I'll take care of this. Being able to, I think you said this was not a problem, and I just wanted to see if it was included in here, is to dump the topo maps into the file.
May already be in it.
Okay.
But yes, we definitely can do that.
Okay.
Yep.
So I think that would be very beneficial. As a matter of fact, when we were doing the whole Tanglewood things, that helped me out a lot when I was looking at that whole area and stuff like that to say, what's that?
Yeah.
Why doesn't that show up anywhere else? All right. I think that looks pretty good to me. How about you guys? Scott, how about you?
Rudy, you know what? I'm not hearing you guys very well. I hear Brian the best. I don't know if it's because his voice is the deepest. It's been going in and out, so I'm having a real hard time following.
Okay.
Can you hear me well?
Yeah.
We had this problem before, too. You know, I don't get the audio.
Okay. All right. Well, basically, just the summation is in here is that the difference in the price was that there's there's more stuff that's going to be put in there right away that we can get that we didn't realize that we had before in the past, that it's going to be there, and just clarifying what we're going to get so that we can get this basically off the ground. It's going to be useful right away to everybody. So I think that that's why I wanted to have Brian come in. I just wanted to clarify a few things like topo maps, the conservation map, which is still going to be a year or two out.
Mm-hmm.
And the first development we're actually going to get that we'll be able to dump into there is the Severino development. And Brian's going to meet with Tom and the engineer tomorrow anyway, so he'll go over that. And then all the assessor data is going to be able to get dumped into each one of the lots that's in there. Clean up all the lot lines like we thought initially anyways, because some of them just like end. So I think that that's probably the questions that I had. Do you have any questions on your end?
No, I heard some of this, a little bit of the discussion about like who's going to input the data, and you know, I think it's going to be great. You know?
Yeah, as far as inputting the data too, I think probably anything that's going to be what I would consider to be like, and I'll say complicated, we'd probably like for any of the subdivision plans and stuff, I think that's probably something that we have a fee that we have Stantec do that for each one of them so that we make sure that that's put into the right spot. Then we'll have to kind of figure out what type of input things would be appropriate for someone from the town to do. You know, would it be some kind of data entry that might be something that's a possibility for, I don't want to say necessarily a clerical person, but someone who has some technical expertise that can put it in there and not destroy the whole system. Because that'd be my only big worry is that, you know, even though you're trying to make it as fail-safe as you can, I don't want to all of a sudden
push the wrong button.
Yeah. So I think we'd work on that too, but it sounds like, you know, from what probably with this first one with Severino putting it in there too, we could probably get at least a good idea of what it would cost to put something in there and say we can add that
to our fee schedule, because mm-hmm. We do have a few other things we need to look at in updating the subdivision site plan regulations anyways. So.
And that might work all the bugs out of it, too. You know, take a nice division like that, subdivision, and then put it in and see where the glitches might be.
That's right. A great point, yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to get your applicants to put your GIS in your input.
Yes, yep, yep. All right, any other questions? No, if the four of us anyways are in agreement, then I can sign the proposal and we can get Stantec to get going on this. Like now instead of the end of the year.
Right, exactly.
Sure. So we don't have to worry about
it. Be done by the 4th. Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
Awesome.
We can do that.
All right, so yeah, if that's good for everybody, then mm-hmm. I'll sign the proposal. Yes.
Make it a motion? Or?
Yeah, let's make a motion just to make it so okay. that it's...
They should make a motion to accept the proposal from Stantec for the GIS. Upgrade?
It'll be in a price not to exceed, I'll make sure I get this one right, Brian, $6,950. Is that the right one?
Correct.
Okay.
$6,950, not to exceed that.
Yeah.
I'll second that.
Dr. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Scott?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Nice.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Only take us, what, a year to do this, Brian?
A little bit, yeah.
Oh, so talking towards you is better. Talking towards
that's
you.
We usually have the owl out here more, that's why.
I couldn't hear Judy just then. I don't know if it's the pitch of her voice, you know? It's picking up Brian, who's got the deepest voice.
Testing.
For the... I didn't hear any of what Judy said. It's strange.
Try a low voice.
Testing.
For the next meeting, do you need me here for the next? I'm happy to.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Only in case the other
one. Is it a hearing too? Is it tree hearing?
There's two because Scott's coming in, but we're just going to do the
application
completeness.
Okay.
The tree hearing may not be required if those are on their property.
Right.
I think there's four in the right of way.
So, and I know he's working on that, and he's working with Jeff on that, so that'd be fine.
Okay.
I think that's going to be I think that's probably going to be the same thing because... he wanted to delay too, I believe, but I think that's still in a little bit of flux.
Okay.
But I think we'll find out this week exactly what's going to go on. I know that's Scott's going to be there.
I'll plan on being here for the next two meetings.
Okay. Yeah. Just to be safe. We'll let you know.
Okay.
Otherwise.
Great.
Right. Perfect.
So I'll get the proposal signed. I'll sign it. I'll make sure that it gets out to you tomorrow.
All right. Good night.
Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thanks,
Brian. All right. So we did all of that. Town planning. I think we just did the town planning.
Yeah.
Portion of it.
Can't wait to get to use the GIS.
I know, huh?
Cool.
Anybody have anything else for tonight?
The only comment I was going to make is probably I can save it for our next meeting, which will be concerning the Critchett Road development. So probably nothing to say right now.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If you want, you could probably get that to. Lisa.
Actually, you mean just the comment? Or I want, is it possible for you to make an extra copy of this? Because Dick wants this letter. This was from the Conservation Commission meeting last night, but it's the Lamprey River Advisory Committee.
So
he wants the letter, but I'd like my copy of this letter for our next planning board meeting.
Well, just bring it up to the next.
I'll get copies to
it. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, because you'll probably have your minutes from the Conservation Commission, too, that we can, if you've got comments from that we'd have that in there, too. Okay. Good.
Yeah, I just don't want to lose this.
Mm-mm. No. Don't hand it off.
Yeah.
No.
All right. Dick, you had something.
Do you remember I gave you...
Oh, don't forget to identify yourself, remember?
Oh, This is Dick Snow on Depot Road in East Candia, and I'm speaking as a resident of the town of Candia, not a member of the Municipal Budget Committee or the Conservation Commission or the Recycling and Energy Committee, or as a private citizen. I gave all of the people in that's sitting at the chair here a disc about a year ago of how they did things in Chester. And it's like, you guys aren't paying attention to it. The town of Candia uses CAI for doing their tax maps. That's the responsibility, in my mind, of the selectmen. CAI normalized the tax maps in GIS on 2009. That's what they should be starting with. That is not available as a public image in Granite, because the town hasn't given it to them. What you see is the AutoCAD. That's who should be doing it. We're paying CAI to update the tax maps. Why are we giving Stantec extra money to do that? The resources, you've asked for information from them and from the Conservation Commission. I viewed the trying to do GIS beyond that is over and above the responsibility of the planning board. What you should be doing is talking about getting GIS, a GIS platform here. Somebody should do that. That's a fine way to do that. And the GIS platform is then used for all of these others. The assessment database, that's a part of the effort, but the assessment portion of it is done by the town. It isn't done by the planning board. The only inputs that the planning boards will have is they get their applicants to start doing stuff in GIS, and they feed it into the system that then goes into the assessment and into the maps and gets it all done. And GIA picks it up, and then they don't have to normalize it, or they do have to normalize it. We're finding a significant number of problems with the tax maps. Things that have happened, and the one that we had, I haven't even brought it up yet, but the planning board in a subdivision talked about the removal of a couple plots off of the subdivisions because they said, oh, it's somewhere else. The applicant then said, oh, well, I'll let my surveyor talk to you later. Well, then I go and I talk to Dave Murray, and I say, let's talk to the surveyor and ask him where the hell they think those really belong. And those are the two that they were trying to buy over there. Those two lots, one of the two of those, belong way the hell down on the other side of the road there. And they got thrown in because people who were not knowledgeable were just saying, oh, well, just put them there.
Mm-hmm.
And when the one that we did down by the depot there, where we thought we had a Conservation Commission easement, I took it to a town meeting, they gave it to the Conservation Commission. It's not there. It's somewhere else. Where is it over there? So the planning board has responsibilities up to a certain point. When the plans are signed, they no longer have any control over them. That's the building inspector's job.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a real problem with what Stantec's asking to do. I have a number of things that really the Conservation Commission hasn't asked for. We have shape files, and a shape file is the equivalent of a file that you put into AutoCAD. It's a shape file, mm-hmm, fits into there. Back in the turn of the century, we had a number of exercises done for us by UNH. Kids that were in resource, a senior project, came down and they did a bunch of stuff, did them on GIS, and they fed us the stuff. We didn't have anything to use the shapefiles with. Well, Ed Fowler and I went down because ESERSI gave a donation of a ArcView file, which is a GIS file for ERSI. They're the ones that put all this stuff together. We went down and learned how to use it, but you know, that was when the computers weren't that powerful and we didn't have time and we never got around to actually doing anything on it. But there's a lot of stuff that has been done, and part of it is the responsibility of the town, not the planning board. So I wish you guys would take a look at what they did in Chester. What they did in Chester, you'll see what she talks about. We got CAI to take our tax maps, and then we found out the next year that they had to be normalized, and that cost us a little bit more. And then we have ArcView now, and we just feed the stuff into ArcView, and ArcView takes care of the rest of it. It goes off beyond the planning board. The changes that you guys make go into the maps, the assessment. You guys don't do the assessment. That's done by the selectmen's people. So I'm just saying that I'm frustrated because I've been getting ERSI magazines for 10 years. And they can really do a lot of good stuff. And we really could do the same thing. So I'm frustrated when I sit here and say, yeah, I want to get stuff in GIS. Because we have the 2009 tax maps, which were normalized, got picked up by DOT. Well, when the minute DOT gets a hold of them, they got into the Granite. They're in Granite. When you were doing the one down on Raymond Road there that they're building all these marvelous buildings for, I was looking at a tool that was available from DES. And I went over to where that was, and then I started pulling it in. And you know what happened? After a certain point, all of a sudden, the lot lines came in. And I'm saying, that's what we should be able to do. And I'm saying, okay, that's where the lot lines are on that. And I can see, down there, that's that river. Oh, that's going to be a problem someday. And that's what should be able to be presented is you look at them and you can find out what the problems really are based on all the other things that have to do with it, you know? So anyway, I got nothing against the Stantec as the town engineer, okay? But I think beyond that, I think that's something that the town's got to understand and take care of, you know? So there you are.
To answer your question, though, is that's exactly what we're doing. I've been involved watching with Chester, looking at their stuff, and I've been, as the board knows, because I keep bringing stuff back up from Chester, that I've been using them as kind of a model for what Candia should be doing, because we've been way behind.
Are you talking to Zach?
No, to their planner.
Their GIS guy in Southern Hampshire Planning Commission.
Yeah, see, I've talked to him. Yeah.
I had a request in to him to do some things. He has the 2009 map, and he has some beyond that.
Yeah, that map is 15 years outdated. What we're doing is we're getting the base maps in there in GIS. Everything is going to be based on state plane, which is a change from 15 years ago, so that everything just dumps in. Like we were talking about today, the one in Raymond Road would have been a perfect example too. You just send it over, it gets dumped into our maps, it's laid out so that we know where all the boundaries are. The tax maps are horrible. You can't do anything with the tax maps. We found that, especially when he put them into the GIS system, there's lines missing. When we look at stuff from a planning board standpoint, it's a nightmare. So those are the things that we need. Now, when you talk about it's not the planning board's responsibility, but the town's responsibility. My impression or my understanding is that it is the planning board's responsibility because we need all of this data. And it's come up time and time again that it's like, well, who owns this parcel? Well, where do we get that information? Well, you're going to have to go start looking through it and start looking up records. We want that stuff to be right on there so that when someone comes in with an application or an informational, then it's like, okay, bring it up. This is where it is. This is all the data that we have, and it's in one location.
I don't disagree with what you're saying, Rudy, that that's something that the planning board has a concern about. But the concern should be you turn over and you look at Brian and you say, Brian, your tax maps are all screwed up, and here we're going to put together a storybook that says, get CIA to get the maps normalized so that we can have them on granite so they come up right. And then we can go through and correct all of them.
And
but I don't see that as a planning board.
But that's what we're doing. I don't see it I don't see it as a board of selectmen's issue, because the planning board plans for the town. So in order to plan for the town, we need this data. Now, if we can get the data from, which we did, as a matter of fact, on the assessors to put all of that stuff in a format that's now just dumped right in, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the same thing for the conservation maps. You know, we want to just take that and dump it in, because I don't want to go through six maps and then find out, like I did in a couple of things, that it's like, oh, why wasn't this data there? Well, it's in this map that's behind there. We never even look at that map anymore. We want to come into the 22nd century, I guess, and have all of this stuff. Like, I could bring in a laptop.
Right.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That's what we're shooting for. This is going to be what we're doing with Stantec, is we're doing the foundation, the base work, so that we can input any of these things from anybody. I was, I don't know if I'm an AutoCAD expert, but I used AutoCAD a long time. And when I was doing surveying work for Manchester Gas too. So I'm familiar with it, and I'm familiar with shapefiles. And a lot of that stuff now is open. What's the word I want?
Obsolete?
No. It's also,
that's what I was thinking.
No, it's. I can't remember the word to do.
All I'm saying is, you've got the good vision, but you can't do it all yourself.
What you
want to do is point at those guys and say, hey, look, we need that done, and it's part of your, and CIA.
I think that's what we were talking about with Brian.
That is working on it.
That right. is going to happen.
Right. Because the thing is that we as a planning board, we know the deficiencies that we have and able to do our job properly. And a lot of it is data-driven, and, you know, deeds and all that other crap. Mm-hmm. Is that, you know, the ballywick of the planning board? You could argue no, but I could also argue, well, hell yeah, because, you know, we sit here looking dumb because we don't have the answers and have to go look for it. If we had it, it would be a lot easier for us and a lot easier for anybody coming in for anything. A lot
of those issues expose themselves once an applicant comes in.
Right. And so what?
That's when we get aware of it first.
And we as a planning board have basically what we've done is we've offered to the Board of Selectmen in the town saying, hey, look, we know what these are. We can spearhead this because it's so tied into what we do. Just make sure you give us some funding so we can get this stuff done on a reasonable basis. And because there's just so much information that's out there that we could use, and I know it's there.
I know. Just granted is out there.
Yep.
Rudy, if members of the planning board get involved in the integration of the data through the town, then the town will never learn how to do it. You have to give them the other stuff and say, look, here's these plans. That's what they are. Take care of getting them into the tax maps.
Take care
of doing the assessing.
That's what we're going to be doing.
Well, then I guess I got to ask Brian. Are your guys all looking at how they can work with that thing?
Well, I think Steve is pretty sharp with that.
I mean, you have problems with some of your things that need to be, that are going to change, but you need to be into, I thought, I'm just thinking back, I think it was maybe a year ago when Lisa came in to do the budget thing, and she talked about this marvelous GA somebody was going to do. I didn't know it was a G, just a G, general accounting thing. Okay? That's a part of the system. Because they were talking about vision. Donna didn't want to give away vision.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a part of when we were going to get to the point where we could have GIS. So, your people that are doing that, Candace is over there doing the tax sales. That's a part of the system. You've got to get them associated with the process that's taking place, because otherwise they're going to be saying,
Well, that's what we're doing.
And that's a question for me as a citizen or member of the budget committee. Who gets the money to do this? Because I think everybody should get a little piece of it, become involved in it.
Okay, I think what I hear you saying is, and what you're saying is, we get the system set up, we get it running, then as you add new bits of information, like new tax information, whatever, then maybe who's ever in that department, if it's simple, that you're just adding, this is one more line in this system, right? If it's easy, if it's big, you give it to StanTech, but if it's simple, everyday stuff that should be part of their normal responsibilities, I could see them being trained, this is what you're doing as this comes in.
You're partially correct.
Okay.
The thing is, we have two licenses for it, so we only have one person. And I would never, from my standpoint as an engineer, want to put six different people in charge of updating things. I'd want to have centralized location.
Yeah.
That's why the planning board has basically stepped up to the plate and said, look, this is all screwed up. We know there's information there. It needs to be organized. It needs to be funneled. And that's what we basically told the Board of Selectmen when we ask them for $10,000 every year. This is what we're trying to do. It's not gonna be done in a year. It's not gonna be done in 3 years. It's gonna be an ongoing thing.
They had theirs done in 2 years, I think.
They had a big head start, because I've seen their stuff. And they also have a full-time planner and a lot of other money. getting this done by July, to me, is going to be a culmination of over 2 years worth of work,
right,
just to get to where we are.
Yeah.
Once we get to that point, I think that it's going to be like, okay, now.
Right.
We knew when we talked about this before, we knew we were leaving a lot of things out of here because we didn't want to overwhelm everything at this point in time. So we still have a lot of things that I think that the town can be taking a look at and adding on to. But if StanTech comes up with what I think they're going to come up, it's going to be just light years.
The GIS guys from StanTech. The GIS guys and the storylines, they're thinking they're going to do all of the things together and pull them together. And that's, I think what they should be doing is saying, here's a system for you to use.
I would never do that. I would never do that to the town. Because
people come and go.
I was trying to figure out a nice way of saying that people come and go.
And different training and everything.
Turn
off. Yeah, so you need something consistent.
Right, like I said, Chester has a planner. He's now officially a planner.
But he's not the one that does. Well, that's on the other side of the wall there. And she says, I just put it into ArcView and it goes. Your GIS guys that are thinking about it should be talking about, okay, the stuff comes in here and it goes over. Oh, that's the department that's outside of planning. Maybe we should talk to them and see how we can.
Sure, yeah. That's what this whole thing is.
I don't know if they've looked at vision, if we're still using vision. I don't know that.
I think
what we're doing is taking stuff out of granite.
Brian already has. Brian's been working with them. I know that Brian's been working with the people in the office, because he comes up with questions, and I'm going like, really?
Right.
So, I, you know, I definitely appreciate.
We're getting there.
I definitely appreciate your concern, but I'm as impatient as anybody else in things like this. Like I said, I mean, it's been a 2-year fight to get. No, I don't want to say a 2-year fight, but it's been
effort.
The first year was slow and cautious. So.
Yeah, okay. That's a good way of putting it. But now people are actually, you know, realizing that maybe what the planning board is doing is actually useful. So it's like, good.
That's why we wanted to keep the same people in office this year.
Well, that, there's a lot of truth to that.
I mean,
the consistency, it really helps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you can all go back and look at those things and get a better idea. What they did, so.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, very good. Thank you. So, anything else?
Motion to adjourn?
Second.
We have a motion to adjourn and a second. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
And Scott?
Yes.
All right, thank you all.
Thank you.
And call.